Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Rice to Meet You, your comedy podcast about Asian culture. Today's episode is a recording of our live event, Rice to Zoom You. We had so much fun with everyone who attended. You guys were real great sports about participating, and we even got a rice poem. You'll hear it in the episode. This is just a snippet of the show. The after party is live on our Patreon. So head on over and join a tier that best suits you. And if you become a Rice Emperor or above, you'll get free tickets to all of our live shows, so you don't miss out on the fun. Thank you for all the support you guys are giving us. We're so grateful. And if you like the show, please leave us a rating and review on your pod player. It really helps us grow and reach new people. That's all for me for this time. See you guys soon. And now on with the show.
I like white rice. I like brown rice. I like wild rice. I like rack rice. I like plain rice. I like fried rice. I like chicken fried rice. I like shrimp fried rice, pork fried rice, vegetable fried rice, vegan fried rice, Filipino garlic rice, Indian basmati rice, Thai fried rice, coconut rice. Spicy Thai rice, Japanese rice. I was able to make this rhyme. Every verse rhyme.
I don't know why I'm losing my shit, but you felt that was a worthy thing to interrupt our conversation with.
And welcome to Rice to Zoom You, everybody. Woo! Woo! How's everybody doing? Are we all well? Of course, you can't answer me. I'm well. I am Evelyn Mock. I'm one of the hosts of Rice to Meet You.
And I'm your co-host, Uncle Roger.
Oh, my God.
Yes. This has been a great week for Uncle Roger, taking over the world. So nice. Nephew Nigel is failed comedian. Nobody want him anymore. Now he's just Uncle Roger now.
Oh, God. Uncle Roger, what have you done with Nigel?
Don't know, don't care. He's dead in the closet. Nobody care. He can die tomorrow. Nobody care. His mom don't even call him.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I never thought that I would say that I'd prefer Nigel to be here right now, Uncle Roger.
Why you don't like Uncle Roger? Uncle Roger is so kind and full of sex appeal. Why you don't like?
I'm sure you are, Uncle Roger. Actually, you went on Tinder the other day.
Yes, I did. But middle-aged Tinder, so depressing. Full of people who look like you in 20 years.
Oh, God. Uncle Roger, I'm trying my best here. I see where your nephew gets his harshness from.
No, don't bring up my nephew. Don't bring him up. Uncle Roger, global phenomenon on CNN, on BBC, on Reddit, on Twitter, everything.
That's right. You made it everywhere. How do you feel, Uncle Roger?
I feel so loved. I feel so loved. All Auntie Helen left 1 year ago before Uncle Roger blew up. And now Uncle Roger like, you want to come back now, bitch? I don't want you anymore. Okay. Even if you want to come back, I don't want you anymore. You left before you left before Uncle Roger's stock skyrocketed. No?
So has Auntie Helen contacted you, Uncle Roger?
No. Auntie Helen. I think Uncle Roger blocked Auntie Helen on all the platforms.
Oh, dear. Why, Uncle Roger?
Uncle Roger need to live new life, you know?
If you look at
Uncle Roger photo before I start the video, if you look at this photo, Uncle Roger want to get plastic surgery to look like this.
You want to look like Captain Ree.
Yes. Who doesn't want to look like Hyun Bin? Beautiful man.
He's a beautiful, beautiful man. How much would that cost, Uncle Roger? I think you'd have to do everything.
I don't know. I can just become... ask him to sponsor my video. And then with every video, Uncle Roger get more and more attractive. You know? I will start video and say, today's sponsor of the video is this nose job clinic. You know? Go to this nose job clinic, get your nose job, and use code Uncle Roger for 10% off your next nose job.
You know what? I might take that deal, Uncle Roger, because this one is quite big. So I might tell you to make it smaller. 20%. Okay.
We all ugly on the inside, but it's the outside that counts. Okay, that's enough. Uncle Roger.
I was like, how long are we going to do this? I don't know how to keep this up.
Oh, God. Hello, everyone. It's Nigel Ng, your Uncle Roger. The problem is I'm stuck wearing this orange shirt now for the rest of the show.
Go and change.
No, and what? Let you talk to all my fans alone? I don't think so.
What are you afraid that I'm going to say?
No.
I haven't already.
I'll keep this. I can be Nigel in this orange polo. Unless people want to see me change on camera.
Somebody said, David wants to see your abs. Black. Where are you, David Black? Let's get you up here.
Mim, spotlight David Black, please.
Yes. Oh, yes, we have a moderator tonight. Mim.
Yes, give it up for her.
Say hi to Mim. Yay.
Because last month we did the live, we didn't have a moderator, and I was just struggling.
Yeah, Nigel was struggling so hard.
Yeah. So today we have Mimp, who's hasn't found David Black yet. Come on, Mimp. Why do we have you on here? Oh, there he is.
David, you're with your... Is this your girlfriend?
This is the man that doesn't do the dishes properly.
It's Hong.
It's her. Hello, everyone.
Hi. By the way, you guys have like the loudest fan. Anyone realize that? Don't they have the loudest fan? Everything is talking. You live next to a hangar with helicopters landing all the time.
It's the hottest day of the year so far. It's like 35 degrees.
Yeah, but when you're unmuted, please turn your fan off, people. You know? Apparently, fans are all too broke to afford air conditioning. It's a very sad fan base.
We give all our money to you.
Oh, I think all thank you very much. You make me feel
special. David sounds like you. He's been copying your noises and sounds and things. So
what,
he's
David?
Been
doing it do it. Give me.
It's not a safe space to do it, is it really? I mainly walk around the house singing ninga ninga
But new listeners, this was Evelyn imitating Chinese opera.
And the kids do it as well now because they're just copying both of us. So, yeah, you've put Lego all over the floor, but it's okay. We say it like that. And then they just speak it back.
I love it. Well, thank you for being spotlighted, Dave. And we have to mute you now because of your helicopter fan. It's too much. But we appreciate you. Please stack the dishes properly. You know, don't get a divorce over dishes. Okay, I'm getting separated over Adobe Premiere Pro, a video editing software. So
It's very true. I'm amazed that Eva put up with you for as long as she did, actually.
Oh, new development. For the listeners who don't know, Eva was my ex who we are separated now, ex-wife, you know, but we are still good friends. And she was still paying for my internet throughout the whole separation from last June until now. But I'm changing the internet to my name now, so I'm gonna pay for my own internet soon. Yay!
Finally, Nigel.
Thank you.
Finally, you're an adult man now.
And now that I have the power and the sovereignty over my own household and destiny when it comes to Wi-Fi, and I was you know, that's what Brexit's all about, to gain control, to get back control. And that's what I have done. And I have control over my internet.
Why do you keep making it sound like an alt-right podcast?
What alt-right podcast? This podcast has no political affiliation. We are just funny. We are just two funny Asians saying funny shit. That's it.
I guess so. Okay. I guess so.
People are telling me, oh my God, Uncle Roger blew up. Good job. Holy shit. Did you see this coming? I'm like, I didn't see this coming, but I'm glad it did because I gave up a marriage for it. You know?
He makes it sound more dramatic than it is.
That's the K-drama in me, you know?
It's the K-drama in you. I mean, it's, but I will say, like, comedy is not a very conducive career for relationships. It's a very selfish career because you have to prioritize the gigs and the performances and yourself and, like, your thought process and, like, just you have to actually have the confidence to think that what you've come up with is funny. And so I think that if you don't keep yourself in check, you can become a very self-involved, kind of grandiose person, which I'm not saying that Nigel has become.
What?
But I think, like, comedy is very bad for relationships because you travel a lot, too.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah.
So, listeners, if you want us to be happy, please support our Patreon.
Because at this point, money's the only thing that can replace love.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. If you keep supporting our Patreon, that means you have to do fewer gigs and we can actually settle down with the person that can make us happy. But in all seriousness, you know, when this Uncle Roger thing blew up, the thing that made me the happiest was, I don't know if you guys follow me on Instagram. If you don't, please do, at Mr. Nigel Ng. You know, when I posted that story of my parents laughing, that was the thing that was, I was the happiest about. You know, I started crying because after I saw the video of my parents laughing, because they've been to see my stand-up before, and because their English isn't the best, and my stand-up, my accent's kind of like, you know, a little bit of an Asian twang, but quite neutral, you know what I mean? So it's hard for them to understand the jokes, and they never laughed at my stand-up. So to see them, it's twofold. One, to see them laugh at something I made and my career, that was such a good feeling. And two, they don't have a great relationship anyway, but to see them laugh on the same couch, I'm like, holy shit, my jokes brought my parents back!
What?
How crazy is that? I've never seen them sit on the same couch until Uncle Roger.
What are you talking about?
They don't have a good relationship.
Oh, wow. That's really revealing. And I feel really bad now.
It's okay. It's my okay. Parents... Don't worry. Don't worry. Uncle Roger lost their therapy.
Oh, my God. So do I have to do, I have to be Auntie Helen now to bring my parents together?
Yeah. Yeah. You need to start a character, Evelyn.
I need to start a character.
But it was a very nice feeling, and I cried, and it was good.
It's so very sweet. Yeah.
And everybody says Nigel has no emotion. Checkmate, people. I have so much emotion. It's overflowing.
Oh, my God. That's exactly how you... Yeah, exactly. That's what emotion...
You are eating my pussy, boy.
Oh, God. You use emotion as a weapon. Like, you extort other people by showing how much emotion you have.
What do you mean I extort? Why am I extorting from you? What do
no,
you
mean I mean, like, that's... It's a funny approach that you have.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say that I like how you're trying to one-up people by showing off that you're emotional.
Yeah.
But, so, Nigel, what do you... I mean, Uncle Roger's blown up. Uncle Roger was on CNN. Like, Nigel Ng was on CNN and BBC and Reddit. Like, Reddit, fine. That was expected. But, like, I mean, like, it's so funny. Nigel, you've, like, accidentally started a woke movement in food.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you started a conversation about cultural appropriation in food. And, like, you did it, Nigel.
It's insane, isn't it? It's insane. Me, the least woke person that has ever had a podcast.
The person who is actively working against being woke.
Yeah.
Has started a woke movement. It's so funny.
Yes, I did accidentally start a woke conversation, which I never expected, you know, because when I did Uncle Roger, it's just for fun.
Yeah.
But BBC love to be like, oh, let's start a conversation. Everything's a conversation with them. Everything's outrage. Everything's a conversation. You know, let's talk about cultural appropriation in food. I'm like, bitch, it's just me complaining about rice. You cannot read into it too much. It's just me saying colander, like 20 times in a video.
And oh my God, hiya.
Yeah, it's me saying hiya. You're killing me, woman. Why the colander? Then we let's start a conversation about race. You're killing me, woman. Oh my God, where the MSG? Do you think cultural appropriation in food is a problem? MSG king of flavor. What do you think?
Nigel,
you can see how ridiculous this is.
It be amazing if you went on an actual interview as Uncle Roger.
No, but wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? It's a serious interview. So, Nigel, do you think cultural appropriate? Do you think only white chefs should make white food? Oh my God, what's she doing? What are you saying? I just complaining about rice and colander. Don't think so big. Don't bring white people into this. It's just egg fried rice. It's just egg fried rice. Chill the fuck out, lady.
Lady.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It is very funny because this week, I did two panels for the BBC where this was exactly what we were doing. We were having a conversation about race.
And how many people tuned in?
I have no idea. I have no idea how many people tuned
in. Like two, you know?
Probably. Yeah. Hung was there.
Really?
Maybe David watched. Yeah.
Oh my God. Did she come in with a loud ass fan? You think cultural appropriation is a bad issue? It's a big issue in the UK, y'all.
To be fair, I mean, a fan is the most Asian thing to have. Like, look at this. Look. Like, there's my fan.
Yeah, I got a fan too, people.
This is the most Asian thing. Yay!
Can you hear the sound?
Wait, is it on?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can't hear it.
I have it on the lowest setting. You know?
Oh, I see.
I'm considerate, you know, unlike Hyung. Putting on the helicopter mode. Oh, the panel, the conversation, what was it about? Because for our listeners who don't care about what you do, please tell.
That's true. People only care about Uncle Roger at this point. Yeah.
They don't even care about Nigel, so don't worry.
I know. Uncle Roger's going to take over Rice to Meet You. It's going to be so weird.
I'm trapped in this persona.
I mean, Nigel, I can handle you, but I don't think I can handle Uncle Roger. I mean, you saw at the beginning of the thing. I was like, okay.
Why you don't like Uncle Roger's sex appeal? So smoldering.
You keep saying smoldering.
It's a great word. It's a great word to say in the accent. Same like colander. Say it's just funny. Just funny. But okay, anyways.
Colander.
Yes.
I was hosting a panel on the BBC called Moving Beyond Yellowface Casting, which was about like British East Asian and Southeast Asian representation on screen and stage. So it was me just hosting with three British East and Southeast Asian actors. So it was quite a serious conversation, but the producer wanted me to make it kind of like upbeat and light and funny because I'm a comedian. So in between all of these like really serious talks, I would be just making jokes about how like men try to have sex with me because I'm an Asian lady, like about yellow fever and stuff.
I saw the clip. It was so awkward.
Yeah, it was really awkward.
No. Yeah, it's like the male, one of the male actors was like, you know, in the UK, East Asians are always cast as this effeminate, nerdy, asexual person. And then Evelyn's like, have you seen an Asian auntie?
Yeah.
You know how sassy Asian aunties are?
It basically was that.
Every time I get asked to do an audition, it's always for a prostitute, a street hooker. I love Asian aunties. They only buy it on things on discount. What's the deal with Asian aunties?
What's the deal, people?
Yeah. Is that how it went down? Is that how it went down?
It kind of was. Yeah. It kind of was. It was very bad. But the thing is, like, it was so funny because they put up clips of this on Twitter. And, like, man, there are a lot of racists on Twitter.
That's where they live.
Yeah, they just come out from nowhere. It feels like they just kind of hide and wait until something is posted about, like, people of color. And I feel so bad for the BBC because it's, like, they can't win either way because, like, people of color are, like, oh, the BBC, we want more representation. We want more people of color on screen. And then the racists are, like, there are too many people of color on screen. So it's, like, they can't win either way. It's
almost like the BBC is a multifaceted organization. Who knew? Everybody thought it was a monolithic thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like if you have a conversation like, oh, I've been in this industry for 30 years and it still hasn't changed. It's like, leave the industry. Clearly, this is not the right industry for you. You know? Do you hear plumbers say that? Plumbers don't say that.
Are you talking about the actors now?
Yeah. Like, I've been in the plumbing industry for 30 years. I've never managed to fix a pipe. Fucking leave!
So you think that the actor should quit acting because they're not getting
thing.
Work?
Do your own thing, you know? Acting, maybe just acting is not enough anymore. Maybe you need to write your own thing and pitch your own thing and start your own YouTube channel, you know, start your own Instagram account, TikTok.
Oh, I see.
You know, evolve with the times. Evolve with the times, right?
Do everything that you're doing, basically.
Yeah, everybody should be like me. You take one thing away from the... No, everybody should be like Uncle Roger. And these are some of the people. It's like, oh, the UK is holding me back. You know, I never get casted as any roles in the UK. And I just want to say, like, if you went back to Asia, you won't get casted in shit either. Have you seen yourself?
Are you calling people ugly now?
Well, it could be many things. You're ugly or you can't act. I don't know. I don't want to speculate too much.
You just want to tell them that they don't have a career.
I think you can only complain that you don't get casted in stuff in the UK if you are getting casted all the time in the country you came from.
Oh, you know? I see, like, what you're Bin, saying.
If Hyun Bin came over to the UK and he doesn't get casted in shit, then he gets to complain.
I see, all right? I see. Yeah.
But it's like, you're going to be a failed actor in any country anyway. So, like, let's examine the problem here.
Yeah.
Rant over. Everybody should just go back to their own country. That's what I'm saying.
Stop saying that. Please stop saying that. We can't have that happen, Nigel.
I have a point, don't I?
To be fair, like, you do, because now that I've started watching K-dramas, I love it and I can't stop. It's so interesting because growing up as an immigrant kid in a country that you're not from, because it's the culture and community that you're growing up in and you're not accepted that way, but then you don't know too much about the culture that you've come from. And if you do decide to double down on that culture, then it means that you'll kind of alienate yourself from where you're living. And so it's like you just kind of have to balance that and try to kind of find the middle ground in a way. And so I think it is a good thing that if you're raising kids that, you know, aren't part of the majority group, then you should try to expose them to some of the media that is from the country that they're from.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not a bad situation for the people who grew up in the UK. Yes, not seeing anyone represented, that's bad. But, you know, expand your horizons too. Every now and then, watch a K-drama. See some people who look like you. It just feels nice. It makes you feel you can achieve things. Everybody's on Evelyn's side in the chat.
What? Really?
Yeah. Haley's like, Evelyn speaks my truth and I love her so much.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
I make a good point too, Haley. It's not a woke point, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Let's see who's on. Let's do some crowd work, Evelyn.
Yes, do.
Let's bring up Bean Tisa. Let's bring her up.
I'll spotlight her now.
Hey!
Oh, you're here with your white boyfriend.
Oh, No.
My boyfriend? Seriously?
Ex-boyfriend.
Really?
What's happening here? What is... I mean, come on, you guys. Come on.
Well, I mean, what can we say? But we're missing the middle part of our name, which is Anthony, and he's not here yet. So we're actually just Lisa.
We've met you guys before. We went to your gig in East London.
Well, thanks for coming.
Good to see you guys.
The only white guy at your gig last time. Can you pick on him again, please?
Yeah. What are you doing here? It's not for you.
Sorry, I'll go, man.
No. Stay.
It's me, man.
Please support our Patreon because Asians are cheap as shit. Why is this flat so sparse? Do you even live there?
He's selling it.
I do live here. This is the life of a single man.
Really?
Oh, so you're single?
Oh. Evelyn's thinking, which bed should I fuck on?
Trust me, nobody wants to see me naked.
Listen.
She dumped me, by the way.
Huh?
She dumped me.
Why did you dump him?
Oh, by the way, I don't know why he says he's single. He's got a girlfriend. She lives in Singapore.
He's single.
He's actually in a relationship. He just forgets because she lives abroad.
I keep my face off the screen right now.
Hey, oh my God. This is horrible.
She's not watching this, by the way.
Don't worry. We'll be releasing this.
Yeah, we will. Right. Yeah. Recommend our podcast to her, please.
Yeah.
Right. To be honest, it's more for her than you, but no. This is, I gotta say, I mean, I like you. You guys seem really lovely and friendly, but this setup is really making me feel weird.
Yeah, there's just so much sexual tension that you're denying.
Yeah, you're hanging out. Your exes, you're hanging out. He has a girlfriend.
Yeah, and this mysterious Anthony is nowhere to be seen.
The truth is that he doesn't want to be seen on camera because his girlfriend doesn't actually know we're still friends.
Oh my God. Is this Jeremy Kyle? What is happening?
Oh my God.
What's happening, you guys?
This is not good.
Well, I mean, she basically threatened to break up with him if he became friends with me again.
Oh my God.
Okay, so people are going insane in the chat. Somebody's like, this is the new Korean drama we all need. This is amazing. I gotta say, like, when we said, I did not expect this. This is riveting. I love it. I love it so much.
Okay. Look.
But at the same time, it's Stop it.
Do it.
No. Don't touch each other. Make out.
Yes.
We need to change. Okay, guys.
Someone else wants some airtime right now.
Yes, because it's getting.
People are asking. But one more question: Did you guys spend lockdown together?
No.
Travel to watch this podcast with you. And it's a Zoom podcast that you can watch from anywhere in the world. She came here.
Yeah, but then we'd have to pay like twice, right?
It's the same link, man.
Oh my God, they bought one ticket.
Divide by three, by the way, because two out of three of us are unemployed. So.
Okay.
Oh, that's so smart. That's very smart.
All right. We'll unspotlight you now. It's getting a bit sexual tension-y.
I hope you guys sort everything out. I hope your girlfriend doesn't see this, but she might. Who knows? Is she in here? We don't know. I'm on your side. I'm going to keep an eye on these two so that there's no hanky-panky. And we're going to go and talk to somebody else because I think we've embarrassed these two enough.
Let's get Archie Pina on because I love his camera quality. The background's blurry.
Pina. Wow, are you Filipino?
Oh my gosh. You're like right on the dot.
I mean, it's not a hard guess. No other Asian has that type of name. You know?
Archie.
Yeah. Pina sounds like Pinoy, you know? So I would have guessed Filipino too, you know?
Oh, but people are calling you Asian Brad Pitt. What a compliment.
Why? Wow. Thank you.
And aren't Malaysians also dark skinned too? Because I'm like super dark for like my culture. Like, oh, you're dark. You're like,
No. Sorry, Archie. I'm of a higher caste than you are. So
my God.
Please don't drag me down to your level, Archie.
What are you saying, Nigel? Archie, where are you? Where in the world are you?
It was like, oh, my mom was like, oh, you're dark. Oh, go back in the shade. Oh, it cannot be dark. You have to be light skinned. Like, what the mom? I'm playing. This is how it works.
Where in the world are you?
I am just a little commute north of the city of San Francisco. So,
ooh, are you in Silicon Valley?
Here when COVID's all over and for you guys to do venues on over here.
Oh, we want to. Don't worry, Uncle Rogers has plans.
Yes.
We're going to bring, Evelyn and I, we're going to go on the road, man. We're going to go to America, do our live podcast, do our stand-up, everything.
Yes. So,
like venues in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Honolulu. Wow.
Yeah, what do you do, man? What do you do right now?
Just doing like film school.
Oh, what, to become a director?
And stuff that is benefiting society. I can't do anything that will make immediate money like porn, because if I do that, then my parents will like, oh, what do you do for work? I shoot camera stuff.
Oh, I thought you want to be the talent. You know, I want to be the Asian Brad Pitt.
No? I just like to do that too.
Yeah, we need more Asian males in porn, man. Yeah, nobody talks about that representation, by the way. It's all like, oh, I don't get casted in acting roles. What about porn? What about Asian males in porn?
What do you want me to do when I talk to my parents?
I
want to
grow up seeing people who look like me, fucking white women.
Oh my God. What's wrong with that? Nigel.
Nobody's talking about the representation. Why?
Nigel, you fucked a white woman and it led to a divorce.
Oh my God.
Second time's the charm. Second time's the charm, Evelyn.
I'm sorry. That was harsh. I just thought that was funny.
It comes to the repercussions. An Asian person coming from a very restrictive, like, immigrant family that worked so hard to immigrate to the United States to be a model citizen, and then, oh, their prodigal son pokes other women on TV or something like that.
So you want to make, like, documentaries and stuff?
I actually want to go out into the world and find these nonprofit organizations within our communities and help encourage people to be a part of who we all are in life. And that's
Archie, a big you sound of- high as shit. How many joints have you smoked today? It's like, oh my God, bro, I just want to film things and make the world a better place, bro.
For the entire human race.
Yeah, oh my God, all right. With that haircut, I'm not surprised you're high, to be honest.
I admire it, Archie. It's very noble, even if you are high.
It's crazy, you know, like Archie is the highest person on the call, but he still has the best camera quality. So not bad.
Yeah, you have really good, because he's a film school. He's at film school. So he set up his, like, mirrorless camera probably.
You got it, Evelyn.
Yay.
Wow, Evelyn, good at technology. I never thought this day would happen.
I would love to go to the States. The Filipino community in the UK is so small, but it seems to be, like, huge in the US. I would love to go there.
Are you Filipina?
No, I'm just...
He's diabetic.
I'm just diabetic.
Diabetic.
New sound effect, people. Finally get to use it.
Diabetic.
It's the new sound effect. Nigel made a new sound effect.
Yes. Like it? You like it? Yeah, keep you guessing. Is he gonna play? You make me feel special. Or is he gonna play? You make
me feel diabetic.
Oh dear. I'm Chinese. Well, yeah.
I don't know if it's the Zoom lag or if just Archie's high as shit. But that delayed answering the question. It's okay. We'll make it out to California one day. We'll have Jollibee together.
Jollibee.
All right. And then I'll come over to the UK and bring some Filipino into your life.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, definitely need some Filipino in her, you know.
Oh, come on, Nigel. That really got Archie left.
Archie's feeling high and horny right now. I can tell.
Oh, this has been really fun, Archie.
Thank you, Archie.
Thanks, Archie. I wanted to chat to, so he wrote in the chat, I'm just quoting what he wrote, he's the only black guy here at the live.
Let's do it. Bring him on.
Let me see where the comment went. If you know who you are.
If you're black, leave a comment right now so we know what your name is, please. Oh, there you are. Hey! Sorry.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Pretty. Also, I have a fan on, so be warned.
But it's so quiet.
It's really quiet. Right?
We can't hear shit. I don't know what's wrong with Hyung's fan. Hyung, do you see how nice proper fans are?
Well, so Rashid, are you the only black person at the live tonight?
I think so. Am I?
Looks like it. I mean, let me, like, gallery.
If we have any other black people here, just write in the chat. We love the fact that you're here. Like, so how did you find us? To be fair, like, we are a comedy podcast about Asian culture. So it's not directly, like, we're quite niche, I guess. But you found us. How did you find us?
an Asian friend of mine, actually.
Oh,
that's great.
A Chinese friend of mine actually told me about the podcast recently. And also, I used to live in the Philippines. So.
Oh. You meet Archie there?
Was your friend Archie? Yeah.
Are you into Asian women? Now, why are you on this podcast?
He totally is. Look at him. He's not answering.
Asian guys.
Oh!
You make me feel special.
Be honest. Do you want to see Nigel without a shirt on?
Again?
Again.
Yeah, he's seen it. He's seen it, people. Hey, listen, I feel like I talk about my abs too much on the podcast.
No such thing, Nigel. No such thing.
It's like, I don't know how, but it just comes up every episode.
Yeah, who knows?
No, I'm not even trying to talk about it. It just comes up naturally in the conversation.
Oh, my God. Ugh, that's so funny. So what do you work as?
Anti-money laundering.
Anti-money laundering. That is the most anti-Chinese thing ever.
Yeah. We love
money laundering.
I think Hyung's mic is unmuted again. Can you mute your mic, Hyung? I hear you're a loud ass.
Oh my god.
You know, everybody hears it. See how much better it suddenly became?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Listeners, you hear the difference, right? But yeah, okay.
I'm so sorry, Hyung. This is so, I mean, I don't know how this became like a roast of you and your fan.
Yeah. We still love you, Hyung, despite all your fan shenanigans. But Rashid, anti-money laundering. Yeah, Evelyn's right. It's the least Chinese thing. That's what we do. We launder money.
Yeah, we love it.
You know?
Even in rush hour, we laundered money.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, we launder money all the time.
Yeah, that's perhaps true, yes.
So, Rashid, since you have yellow fever, take a look through our Zoom gallery view. And if you had to pick someone to date, who would you pick? Tell us.
Nigel, stop. Why are you doing this?
This is fun for everybody.
It's not fun for everybody.
Female heavy gallery here, I see.
Yeah. Oh, no, Asian guy, right? You like guys. So, yeah, pick. Who would you pick? Who would you pick? Why are there so many women on the podcast? It's crazy. It's crazy.
I'll go with Archie.
Oh, Archie.
Yeah.
Archie, are you into it? Are you into it, Archie?
Archie's too high right now to answer. Look at how high he fucking is, this guy. Look at
this. In all offense, I love everybody, yeah, but my... Yeah. This down south only points up one way for one direction.
Wait, are you trying to tell us you're straight, Archie?
Let's say you're straight.
That was such a convoluted way.
I think in California, being straight is kind of boring these days. So you gotta
see. Yeah. So, yes, I'm straight.
I mean, I'm gonna say,
he's
Archie,
so high.
Oh my god.
Archie's not the Asian Brad Pitt. He's like the Asian Ted, Bill and Ted. Like, Ted was the Keanu Reeves, right? You're like the Asian Ted.
Just as long as we're excellent to each other.
Yeah!
I can be excellent to you.
Evelyn.
Oh, dear. Yes, Nigel.
I think you mentioned, like, you watch a documentary on YouTube. It was very revealing about your life, and I felt like that was a great story to share with our listeners here.
Oh God, it's time for Evelyn's weekly therapy section of the podcast.
Yeah, we can write a new sting for that.
Are you gonna? What's it gonna be? Evelyn, therapy time.
You don't need therapy; it's all in your head. Thank you, Miles. Tim, can you mute Miles a little? I think Miles has like some background noise. But thank you, Miles. Thank you for being a fan of the pod, and I hope
he's doing his job right now. It's very exciting. Yeah. So I've
Evelyn, it's therapy time. It's all in your head. Okay, start.
Don't add my laugh, Nigel.
Evelyn, it's therapy time.
You should add my crying.
All right, do a crying sound so I can record it for next time.
Evelyn's therapy time. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I've been watching YouTube because I was watching a lot of Hyun Bin videos. but then I watched a doctor called Dr. Ramani, and she.
Dr. Roger.
Sorry.
I think wanted to say Dr. Roger. I was like, whoa, this is a new character Nigel's came up with. It's all in your head. Anxiety, depression, all in your head. Go take long shower, then you feel better. All right, I don't actually believe that. All right,
it's a real shower. In the shower, you don't know if it's water or your tears. So it's okay. It's okay.
Stop crying. Stop crying. Only baby cry. Grown up don't cry. Go find some hooker and do cocaine. That's all you need for life.
Some hook and go. Did you hooker say hooker?
Hooker, yeah. Hooker and cocaine.
Oh my God.
It helps. If you want good mental health, those things help.
Well,
hey, carry on.
I watched a series by Dr. Ramani because she's a psychologist that specializes in narcissistic personality disorder. But after watching this series, she was basically talking about narcissists and how they are very detrimental in interpersonal relationships.
Yeah. You're not going to describe me as a narcissist, right? Okay.
But some of the things that I'm going to say now to describe a narcissist.
No.
May sound familiar to some people in this
having
chat.
Having a poster of themselves behind them. Is that a narcissistic move?
Lashing out at people when they get a bruised ego. No, that's not. You don't do that.
I give you money every month, Evelyn. I've never scammed you. I give you a statement as an Asian person. Do you know how much self-control that takes?
I know. And I'm really impressed because I'm so easy to rip off.
But listeners, I handle the finances of the podcast, so the Patreon stuff and the ticket money. So I've never ripped Evelyn off. And do you know how much self-control that takes for an Asian person? And Evelyn's so easy to rip off. I think we talked about this, but one time I was like, Evelyn, yeah, Evelyn, I'm going to split this ad revenue of this video 50-50 with you. And Evelyn said, really?
Yeah, are you sure? And then a second later, I mean, thank you. I'm so easy to rip off. And that's why I realized I was in a friendship with a narcissistic person. So basically, when she describes a narcissist, it's a person who has one image that they show off to the world, and then they have a different true personality that they show off to the people that they're kind of being terrible towards.
Okay. It's not me then. I have the same personality for everyone.
Exactly. You have the same personality always.
Thank God. I'm so normal.
You're a very normal guy, Nigel.
Thank you. That's what I've been telling everybody.
That's what everyone says when I speak with them about you. Nigel's so normal.
What do they say about me? Tell me.
No, actually, now during as Uncle Roger's blown up, so many people have come to me and been like, I'm going to start Uncle Rajiv and I'm going to be telling people off for cooking Indian food wrong. I'm going to start Uncle Nick and I'm going to tell Asian people off for doing bread wrong. I'm going to start Uncle Wrestler and I'm going to make wrestling videos to challenge Uncle Roger to a fight. Like, so many people have come to me and said that, and it's hilarious. But it's like,
why did they come to me? It's weird.
Oh, because if they do, they'd actually have to do all the things that they say.
Because I would actually say yes.
Yeah, you would. You would say yes. Yeah.
They were like, oh shit! I actually have to learn Adobe Premiere Pro now. Fuck. Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, let's collab. Let's make a video.
Collab. Yeah. No, that too few followers. I'm not gonna collab with those people. But anyway.
Oh dear.
Yeah, what Archie? What?
I was hella drunk after watching that rice video, and I made a poem inspired by Uncle Roger, and I call it Ode to Rice.
And you think that was a good time to interrupt Evelyn's important topic to tell us this?
Why did you raise your hand? How did you even get
so high
by raising your hand? him. Like, Zoom is voice activated based. I mean, Archie, you're the best. Please read your poem. Yeah. I want
to
hear it.
Okay, we'll get back to your video, Evelyn. But Archie, go. You have to stay.
I'm like,
this guy.
Archie's poem, Ode to Rice. Okay. Archie's poem, Ode to Rice.
Yes, and I think this could go great with some dubstep track or anything. It's like,
just
like
read the fucking poem.
I like white rice. I like brown rice. I like wild rice. I like rack rice. I like plain rice. I like fried rice. I like chicken fried rice. I like shrimp fried rice, pork fried rice, vegetable fried rice, vegan fried rice, Filipino garlic rice, Indian basmati rice, Thai fried rice, coconut rice, spicy Thai rice, Chinese rice, Japanese rice. I was able to make this rhyme. Every verse rhyme.
I don't know why I'm losing my shit, but you felt that was a worthy thing to interrupt our conversation with.
To actually make every single verse rhyme.
Just reading out a Chinese takeaway menu, and you call it a poem. Egg fried rice, sweet and sour rice, pineapple fried rice, Yong Chow fried rice, signature fried rice. I wrote a poem, Daddy. Please compliment me.
That was hella drunk.
Oh my god.
And it ended like, I like rice.
Wow.
Like, I listed like 50 different types of rice.
What was the ending, Archie?
I like rice.
I like rice.
Listen, Archie, listen. Instead of writing poems, just support our Patreon and stop writing poems. Put your time and money towards a more productive use.
But I like rice.
That's so funny, isn't it?
Oh, I love Archie.
Yeah. I like pussy. I don't write a poem about it, you know? Archie style is just going to be, I like white pussy. I like Asian pussy. I like black pussy. I like Mexican pussy. I like Canadian pussy. I like Singaporean pussy. I like all the pussies. In the style of Archie. Homage to Archie Pina.
He likes pussy.
I'm just reading this off a pussy takeaway menu. Oh. A brothel's working roster.
Oh my god! I have to go to the because I'm laughing so much. I'm peeing myself. I'm gonna pee myself.
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Yeah, actually, Archie did the right thing. This is the funniest shit I've.
It's the funniest shit that's happened in our conversation today.
You like pussy.
Rice and pussy, perfect dinner. I like those two things on my face at the same time.
Oh god! Go to the bathroom.
Oh Jesus!
No, just let it out. Just let it out. Oh my god!
I like pussy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Evelyn is gone. I have to hold down the fort now. Okay, let's spot Claudia. Claudia got spotlighted. Let's spotlight her.
Okay, is it me?
Claudia Mikulova.
Oh yeah, that's me. Hello.
Hey, Claudia. So what do you think about my pussy poem?
Ooh. I can't even like describe it.
I haven't described it.
I think you should definitely make a song with some sound effect in that. I think it will be perfect.
Let's try it. I like black pussy. I like white pussy. I like Mexican pussy.
A Singaporean
I love all
pussy.
The pussy. Yeah.
Do you guys ever do like, let's see, your sets drunk or anything like that?
No. We're not you, Archie. We can't pull it off.
We can't pull it. I tried to do it once, but I forgot my set. I just forgot. I'm not
How
a good
you forget guy. Material you've been doing for 10 years? Same jokes for 10 years and you forget the decade-old jokes? How?
I was drunk. Archie, that was so funny.
That's going into episode for sure.
Oh, God.
The best poem.
I had to step away to pee.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Back to your narcissistic video.
I mean, I can't top that. I can't. I well, Virni is our new moderator for our Discord.
Yay! Oh, yeah.
You definitely need one because Evelyn nearly had an embarrassing mishap the other day.
Oh, what happened?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
Oh, so funny.
So I created the sub channel for the weight loss group where we can have a daily weigh-in, and I made it a voice channel, which means that we can basically talk to each other on Discord. But I didn't understand how it worked. So basically I just started, I was in the channel and then I was doing something else. I thought I'd left it, and I started hearing somebody's voice as I was watching my narcissistic psychology videos. And then I was like, hello? And Virni's like, yeah, hi, Evelyn. I just wanted to let you know that you're still live in the channel. So everyone in here can hear what you're doing. And I was like, oh my God.
But you did it 2 days in a row. Like the first time I logged in and I just heard some Swedish TV in the background. So
did it 2 days in a row?
But oh, I thought I'd check back on you the next day just in case you were testing it out and you knew what you were doing.
Oh, I had no idea because I was like, oh, okay, I'm just like, my thingy is green. I don't get it. And just like, because it's so embarrassing because I was watching these videos about narcissism and like, I think I was talking to my friend. I was on a voice call with my friend as well. And I was like, yeah, I mean, this is exactly what happened to me and blah, 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 blah. Why aren't you listening, Sunil? Why are you ignoring me? It was very embarrassing. And then thank God, Virni came in and just saved me from
before you started
this.
Watching porn or something.
Before I started watching porn.
Wow.
That was the story, Nigel.
That's so funny.
Cool. Thank you for helping out, Evelyn, Virni. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. I mean, if you had started watching porn, I would have recorded it for a bit first and then maybe helped you out.
I want to know what Evelyn watches porn-wise.
Just normal stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It has to be above board, and it has to be, like, people have to look like they're enjoying it, having a good time.
That's all porn. I just assume the woman's having a good time, and it works for me.
I mean, there's so much porn where it's like they fake rape people and stuff.
Don't fake rape people. Don't real rape people too, okay?
Yeah,
but just weird. I like the consensual porn.
Yes. But
I want to know, talk about your documentary. Come on.
Yeah. Sorry.
I want to know, what are the traits of a narcissist?
So the traits of a narcissist are basically what I was watching when Virni helped me out of their chat room was the traits of a narcissist is that they are a very self-inflated sense of self. They're driven by their ego. They always need like a narcissistic supply, which means that they always need somebody that they can kind of demean in order to make themselves feel better. And the difference between, because all of the traits of a narcissist are quite similar to the traits of a psychopath or a sociopath, but the difference is that the narcissists actually have feeling. And so they're actually driven by a really big sense of insecurity. But then to combat that, they do the opposite and they try to inflate themselves and have like a big sense of self. Now that I know what this is, then hopefully I can be more aware of it and hopefully not encounter it again. And then also it made me look at like, what traits do I have that attract those type of people to me? And hopefully I can be more guarded.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's my therapy session.
Yeah. I really was riveted. Riveted. I'm just happy to learn that I'm not a narcissist because you're like, they are very subtle. I'm not subtle at all. Just shit on you to your face. I invalidate you in front of you. Everybody sees that I'm invalidating you. So you don't feel crazy when you tell people Nigel's invalidating me. People are like, yeah, he does. Every episode.
You don't invalidate me. You don't invalidate me. You like...
Shitting on you is not invalidating you.
Well, I mean, you're roasting me. You're roasting me. Because I know it comes from a place of love, sort of.
It's okay.
Does it?
Diabetic.
All right, is this interesting for people? Because we can totally go back to Archie.
No. I love it.
I want a new poem. Okay.
Archie, prepare a poem about Evelyn's narcissistic friend. Yeah. Go smoke a joint and then prepare a poem. We'll get back to you in a second, yeah?
In terms of narcissism, us Americans think our, let's see, head of state, Donald Trump is a narcissist. Do you over there across the ocean think your head of state is a narcissist?
No, but your head of state is definitely a narcissist. Yeah, I would say. Yeah. And, something's happening.
Going out to light his bong.
That's so funny.
Oh no, my actual DSLR, like, I forgot to charge the batteries because I had a photo shoot yesterday.
Oh my God, Archie.
We need Archie on every live.
We need Archie every time. You need to write a poem every live, Archie.
Okay, literally just last night I was talking about videos to do with my friend and this popped up in his feed. I'm like, I should do a video about this. And let me show you what this is right there. You guys, can you see that right there?
No.
No.
Okay, what it is it says on here, when a woman gets a vibrator, it is a bit of naughty fun, but when a man orders a 240-volt Fuckmaster Pro 5000 blow-up latex doll with 6 feet pulsating pussy electrocyte anus with non-drip, what the fuck is all this kind of stuff with orgasm scream? I'm like, what? This is a real thing? And my son said, yes, these are real things. And this was a viral meme. I'm like, holy shit, I should do a product review on this. Get one of those and like, I will go totally viral doing a product review with the unboxing of this like life-size vibrating doll. And like, here's the unboxing experience. This comes in a 5'5" size right there. The biggest box that the Amazon delivery guy has ever delivered. And here's the unboxing. Wow. And what else did you get in it?
Oh my God.
How's it? How's the hair feel?
What is happening?
Great. It's semi-realistic. The skin? Does the skin feel so good? Yes, it feels hot like this. Okay? Yes, it is really good skin. But then, like, how am I going to do the other thing? Like, the screaming actions. So let's just see the automated voice recordings of the robotic moaning. Wow. Chris and actually this part of the robot body of what is there? Vibrating and I don't know how the other kind
of... Archie, I love you.
I do.
This poem wasn't as good as the last poem.
Oh my God.
Archie,
I'm doing now Squarespace about this.
I honestly think I speak for everyone where I say I think that review would be hilarious. But also, like... I really don't know how you would keep it PG, Archie, but I want to see that review.
You too.
I really want to see that review, Archie. You're the star of tonight's Rice to See You.
I don't know why it works, but it does. It's his whole persona, the looks, the hair, the constant smiling. I haven't seen Archie stop smiling.
Archie, what happened in your life, Archie? How old are you, Archie?
I'm 21 and then some.
You're not 21. You're 21 and... Oh, I see.
Hey, us Asian look young enough. I can be young or old. And I dub all right there.
You are the best. Made me laugh. I'm tearing up from laughing. It's funny as shit.
It's so funny. Archie is Uncle Roger's stoner nephew.
Go 10 years older.
Yeah, true. We match. We match.
Oh my God.
I think that's a great way to close the show, people.
Yeah,
that's
hilarious. I think so too. Shit. Archie.
Thank you very much for coming. Thank you, Archie, for being a major highlight of this episode.
Yes. Oh,
You're like my idol.
Aww. Archie, how did you find the podcast, Archie?
I actually saw the same Uncle Roger skit on my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram from 20 different friends. Like, what? Who's this guy?
Ah.
It was insane.
Like, who's this guy? I need to read my poems to him. Hi, in front of 60 other people. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming. Thank you, Archie. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Uncle Roger want to thank everybody for supporting our Patreon. Now I shout out all the Rice Emperor tier patrons and above. Adrian Seah, AJ Revels, Alison Vargas, Angela Dean, Asian Snacks, Augustus Loy, Cecilia Chi, Chia Yi, Christina Doris, Debbie Lee, Diana Von Rettig, Chen Youze, Doug Wheaton, Elizabeth High, Erica Caribou, Stephanie Lee, Gabriella Bromley, Georgie Ma, Geraldine Wan, Grace Roth, Haley Devereaux, Harley Smith, Hyung Black, Jamie Walker, Yan Godfrey, Jared, Jeff Chow, Jenny Chan, Judith, Abraham, Carr, Carrie, Laura Lee, Leong, Manwa Siu, Matt Walker, Mei Lin, Miles Newell, Mariah Bell, Nadia Islam, Navin, Nohidaya Razali, Ong Mei Yen, D-Team Emergency Response Team, Wimbledon, Rebecca Lam, Rebecca Tracy, Rose Kelly, Sandy Sin, Sophie Tan, Tom Green, Vera, Virini Vera Vong, Wilson Yao, Winnie Wood, and Zhou Hung. Thank you so much for your support. Bye-bye.